is generated from dog origin.
The disease?
Syphilis.
Syphilis.
Ayurvedic, it is called Bhairanga. This disease is imported from Western countries. Every dog has syphilis, and they contaminate the woman, and that is distributed to man. According to Vedic civilization, dog is untouchable. Now in India also, to keep a dog is aristocracy. Yeah, especially the tail cut. Half-cut tail, that is aristocratic dog. Now they are making dog show in New Delhi. Material body means different ways of giving trouble. I have got one trouble, he has got one trouble, he has got another trouble, he has got but nobody is coming to the senses that it is troublesome. Troublesome at the same time will not be allowed to continue. It has to be ended. Then another change of body and what kind of body you are going to get, that you do not.
In Western countries, people are taught that if there's some difficulty, they should not try to accept it. They should try to change the situation.
But you cannot change. What is the answer for that? Nobody has been able to change the situation. Who has been able to change the situation apart from birth and death? Where is the change of situation that there is no more disease? So advanced in science, so why the change of situation is not there? Why people are suffering? You are creating a hospital. That's all right. But where is this process that no more disease? Where is the change of situation? That is called Puna Puna Charvita Sarvana. Change the tune. They cannot change the situation and trying again and again, hope against hope. This is their foolishness. Nobody is able to change the situation. They will jesha gunami mohad. That is not possible. But they will not take it. Yes, we are trying. Yes, we are trying. Dogs, obstinate. What you are trying in the history, there is no such instance that we have been able to change. It is not possible.
Well, now medical science is so advanced that even if you have heart disease, they can give you another heart.
But that means that the situation is changed. No more heart disease. Our heart is never failure. It will continue. Where is the change? You may be proud with your puffed up false knowledge. Where is the change of situation? Futile attempt.
But they will say that the duration of life years ago was much shorter than it is now, that now the duration of life is 65 or 70 years average.
That may be in few cases. Generally, the duration of life is reduced. Nobody lives nowadays like his forefather.
Yes.
So where is extension? It is reduced.
And
what is the extension? In old age, the body becomes subjected to so many ailments. What is the use of living with ailments, with toothache, and many other things? What is the use of such life? Better die young, in good health, chanting Hare Krishna. What is the use of prolonged life? The prolonged life, the trees are also prolonged life. Does it mean it is happy? They live for 500 years, 5,000 years. Hundred, 200 years living for tree is not at all difficult. But they live for thousands of years. So, is it very pleasing to live like a tree for many thousands of years?
No.
Then, why do they propose prolonged life? What is the use of such prolonged life, stand up in a place without any power to move an inch and suffer all climatic disturbances? Is that very good life? Everyone is, even if he lives for more years, the bodily, mental and external suffering will be there. That is the use of living, a prolonged life. Prolonged life, does it guarantee that these three kinds of misery, bodily, mental and external, natural, there are so many disturbances, will be free from all these disturbances? Simply dog's obstinacy, that's all.
There's a Greek fable about that.
Hmm?
There's a Greek fable that this one lady got some benediction that she would live forever. except she forgot to ask for eternal youth. So she forgot to ask to always be young.
Oh.
So she was very, very old and decrepit, and finally they just put her in a jar. And some young boys were playing with the jar, and they asked, what do you want? And she said, I want to die.
Yeah. When one suffers too much, he commits suicide. Life becomes very troublesome. The suffering is too much acute. You commit suicide. So that is not a solution. We have prolonged. First of all, there is no prolonged. Even accepting it is prolonged, what is the benefit? Yes, everyone is destined to live for a certain period. You cannot prolong it, neither reduce it.
What about all these sufferings of the body? Let's say one has toothache or something like that.
That I have already said. As soon as you accept this material body, you must suffer. That is the way.
So if you fix one thing, another thing will just go back?
Yes. You cannot fix anything. You can simply think that I am now fixed up. That is not possible. Even if you fix up one type of suffering, another type of suffering will come. So suffering must be there. The body means suffering. One should understand this, that asandrapi klesadaya sadaya nasadu manne jatvātmanoyam asannapi kleśadaya sadaya. You are trying to adjust things, threefold miserable condition, but you should understand that as soon as you get this material body, it will be suffering. Therefore, whole Vedic civilization is a culture how to stop this material body. The Mahavadi philosophers, they are also trying. The Buddhists, they are also trying. But they are thinking that there is no soul, finish this body. This is Buddhist theory. But they know that this is suffering. Similarly, the Mayavadi, they also know this body is suffering, so they want to come out of the body and merge into the existence of God. The senses are already there, either Buddhist or Mayavadi. And Vaishnava philosophy is not only come out of this miserable condition of life, but enter into Krishna's family and live peacefully. But so far, the body is bad. It is accepted by all philosophers. Any kind of Indian philosophy, they will accept. The body is bad.
The Mormons think they go to heaven in the same body.
That's except in India there is no philosophy.
No. There is no knowledge.
There is no knowledge. They are all in darkness. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Karopoka. These all rascals, they are in darkness. No knowledge. Yes, don't you see? If they had any knowledge, how they are taking care of an ugly, diseased dog and killing their own child. Is there any knowledge? To maintain child is botheration, to kill. And to maintain 3 dozen dogs, all ugly and diseased. They're very much enthusiastic.
Because the dog will listen to them, but the children will not.
Not listen to them.
Dog is man's best friend.
Yes, dog like man's. We don't keep dog. But we don't hate dog also. Let them keep their own position. In India still, they keep dog, but dog is not allowed to enter the room. No. Outside. They are trained up in there. When food is to be given, they'll call, come on, and you know, take food from outside and go. Always remain outside. Dog is never allowed to enter. Room or in the house, outside compound, that's all. Still. No dog is allowed to enter the room and jump over the body of the master and sit down with the seat. No. What is that?
These are marigolds. In the summertime, each one of these little seedlings, we transplant them. We give many, many nice yellow flowers with fragrance. We make garlands for Gornitai.
It was in the paper that one lady left $4 million to her dogs, to dogs in general, to help dogs. Last week, Roosevelt family.
Yes. $1 million.
Also a society for the prevention of cruelty to animals.
And slaughterhouse?
They don't care about slaughterhouse.
This is their civilization. Killing is not cruel.
But no. They don't do it cruelly. They do it very quickly. That's a sign.
Will you be ready to be killed if I say that I shall kill you quickly? You will not understand. Will you be ready?
A so-called society also puts many animals to sleep. So-called sleep. They inject them to sleep.
Dogs.
They have too many.
Animal worship. Yes, the worshipping tendency is there. So if they have no information of God worshipping, they must worship dogs. One must worship, but if they have no chance to worship God, they must worship dogs.
They can't stop the worshipping tendency.
No.
Why in the material world, if our natural desire is to worship and to be a servant, why is it that in the material world everyone is looking for respect and to be worshipped?
That is Maya. He's serving a dog and still he's thinking he's master. That is Maya. Instead of serving a nice person or the nice Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he's serving a dog. But he's thinking that I'm master. This is Maya. Maya means it is not fact. He is serving, but he is thinking that he is not serving. He is controlling or something like that. That is Maya.
So the desire to be worshipped is unnatural.
Hmm?
The desire to be worshipped is unnatural.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, come on. Yeah. This is the beginning of devotion. To be submissive. Tadvidhi pranipata, you know. This is the beginning. Pranipata. This is pranipata. Fall down. Full surrender. That you have, therefore you are making progress. Tadvidhi pranipata. Question. Panipatena pariprasnena. Panipat is done. Now you can question.
Do you have any questions? He said he can't think of one right now.
Last night you are present in the meeting. Read our books very carefully, and as soon as there is some doubt, inquire. Here, wooden house, practically none.
Mostly bricks.
That's good. Wooden house, matchbox. So there is no, fire brigade disturbance.
Yes, there is fire. Yesterday, a few weeks ago, across the street in the field, there was a bushfire.
That is another thing. But in your country, always fire brigade.
Yes, there's always fires in America.
Because all wooden house.
Sport in the cities, set fires. That's a new sport in the cities for the children. They set fires to big buildings.